breaking down the biggest stories, talking about what really matters, and bringing you the biggest forum to let your voice be heard. Now, broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue, here's Steve Scafidi.
Welcome, 11 o'clock hour. I'm laughing because I love this segment so much. Last time he was here, and joining me in studio, Chef Michael Fecker. Hello, sir.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me.
I got such a reaction, and I think I forwarded some of this stuff on to you. Like, how do we get a hold of him? How do we, you know, what's he got going? I was at one of your restaurants, Dobie's in St. Francis. Absolutely loved it on Saturday night.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope you really tasted the passion we put into the food.
Unbelievable.
And the service. Thank you.
Kind of, you know, it had a little bit of the old school supper club. You got the, you know, the relish tray.
Yes. Yes, totally. You know, I left it the way it was when I took over, but I tried to help the system. I tried to help the process. I tried to help my team to make it even more enjoyable for my customers.
And I told you this in the break. My wife, Kathy, who's a tough critic when it comes to food, the best breaded mushrooms as an appetizer she's ever had in her life.
You know, I look at a plate and your experience as a movie. You have the main actor and then you have the supporting cast. That little mushroom may be just an appetizer. Is a breaded mushroom. But it makes so much difference when you have it unique and done correctly.
It was unbelievably good.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thank you.
She was dipping it in the so I just ate them straight.
Right. The marinara sauce that I sent out.
Yeah. Thank
you.
Fantastic. So thanks for that experience.
Absolutely.
All right. So there's a lot of things we're going to talk about. And you're like one of my regular featured guests now, contributors to the show, because I love food. You certainly love food as a chef. Well-known chef, El Mito. You got a new place in Delafield.
Yes, I have El Mito Cafe in Delafield. I have Zesty in Heartland.
Yes.
And we have Dobie's in St. Francis. And, of course, I'm all over the place. I try to be your caterer. I try to do weddings for you. Whatever is food. Look, Steve, I live to cook. I cook to live. So whatever allows me to live and cook, I'm in.
So let this get out of the way right away. So 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Questions for the chef. We will certainly feature those. I wanted to talk. We mentioned last time about grilling. It's that time of year. I'm going to be grilling out probably this weekend.
Correct.
Marinades. You were big talking about that last time. That was
right.
A big, and a lot of people asked about it. So let's get to it. So you're a big fan of marinating meat before it goes on the grill. Why is that?
Correct. I mean, marinades are mainly used to enhance flavors, change textures, and infuse your ingredient with a lot of flavors and creating layers. So marinades also have a lot to do with time. How long do you let your marinade sit? What do you use in it? So there are a couple of things that we use in marinades. We use seasoning, which is usually salt or sugar. We use spices and flavorings, which are various different spices. We like herbs and so on and so forth. We use acidity, which is tartaric acid, vinegar. We have citric acid from citrus fruits, or we have wine that is another tartaric acid. And we have enzymes. We forget sometimes about the enzymes. Enzymes are a part of things like yogurt, buttermilk, things that can break and do a lot of help to us by making the textures of the meat or the ingredients amazing.
So we're not all scientists. You've got some of that because you're a pretty well accredited chef. But we don't have that experience.
Totally correct.
So some basic rules of thumb here when it comes to marinade, like how much is too much? How do we gauge the right mix of marinate versus the meat that we
Absolutely.
Have in the marinade?
Yeah. So the first thing that I want everybody to do is keep it simple to start the marinating process. Then they become a master at what they do. Remember, the journey from cook to chef doesn't only happen in a professional kitchen. It also happens at home because you are all home chefs. So just use an acid, whatever that choice is, lemon. Use salt and pepper and your favorite seasoning. Then the amount that you put on doesn't really have to do that much. It just has to make sure, you have to make sure that your ingredients is completely submerged under that marinade. So, chef, the next question is, but that's a lot of marinade if I'm going to put. You never put an ingredient into a pan when you want to marinate. You use a big Ziploc bag.
I was going to ask that. So it's a Ziploc bag.
Absolutely. It's perfect because then you fold the Ziploc before you close it so the air is pushed out. So you automatically creating an atmosphere that the marinade is pushed into the ingredient.
Let me go the opposite. Is there anything you shouldn't marinate?
No.
No?
No.
Nothing.
You can do vegetables, you can do meats, you can do any kind of protein and fruits. For me, for example, I marinate my Door County cherries in bourbon in my restaurants. So when you have those cherries that we usually muddle, that's a different kind of cherry. That's a maraschino cherry. The one that we put on for you to bite on and enjoy, that's the bourbon marinated cherry. Now, how do we do that? We use heat in that process, because if you let that cherry sit in marinade, it's going to dissolve. So what do? We heat the bourbon. We add all the seasoning in that bourbon. Now it's a hot liquid. You pour it on a cold ingredient, which is the cherries, and instantly is marinated.
You were talking about time. When you marinate something, does that lessen the time? Does that have anything to do with the time spent cooking?
Great question. I love the process that I'm going to share with you, because it cuts down on the time and it infuses the ingredient tremendously with flavor. Put everything that you have marinated in a small little Pyrex, nice and tight together. Put them in the oven at 350 the day before you're going to start grilling. As soon as you see some change of color on your meat, turn it off and let it sit in the oven until it cools down. Tomorrow you go to the grill. You're going to have layers of flavor that your mouth is going to sink. Like you don't even know where it came from. Why? Because the heat helped the ingredient to open the pores and help the marinade to penetrate a lot faster and a lot deeper. Sometimes you marinate something, Steve, and you take a bite, and after the first bite, there is no flavor left. It's back to that first piece of meat that is just by itself. Why? Because it hasn't had a chance to penetrate.
Somebody asked a simple question. Hot dog. You marinate a hot dog?
Oh, okay. Who is he? I want to know him. Okay,
people,
you got
me. I tell you what, a good hot dog on a grill smells amazing. And whenever I do this at a party, I have other stuff. The hot dogs are like, oh, I want a hot dog. It smells amazing.
Yeah, I think a hot dog is one of those ingredients that is very difficult to marinate. Why? Because it is so dense. So to break the connecting fibers, a broth can be marinated,
yes,
but a hot dog is very difficult. But again, another trick that I'm going to tell my friend that just put me to shame, thank you so much. I'm going to tell my friend is heat your hot dogs in a little bit of liquid prior to taking them to the grill.
So they stay moist.
That's right. Yeah. And they're partially heated, so you don't have to worry about it heating all the way through. It's going to heat out a lot faster, so it's not going to burn on you.
What's your sausage of choice? I love bratwurst.
I love brats. I adore brats because there's so many various flavors in it.
Right.
I like a good Italian sausage. To be honest with you, it doesn't matter where, what sausage, whatever I want to travel through the magic of food, that's my sausage of choice.
Questions are coming in, as I expected. What is the temperature and length of time that you should cook a full rack of pork ribs?
Okay. Great. A rack of pork ribs, you know, you usually don't want to marinate because it's so large and you don't do that. I would do the following. I would measure the weight of the pork, put it in the oven at 500 degrees for about 20 minutes, and then remove it and then put it on the grill and cook it 15 minutes per pound.
Okay.
This is a bulletproof recipe that I'm sharing with you. Yeah. 15 minutes per pound.
Another one from the 414. Chef, does marinating work when you freeze the item or just when it's unthawed before cooking?
Absolutely. It does not work once it's frozen, but it does work prior. And once you freeze it, actually, you have created a layer over the ingredient so it doesn't get freezer burn due to the help of the marinade.
From the 920, this is always controversial. Do you grill the, you answered this last time, but I'll ask it again. Do you grill the bratwurst first and then put it in a beer bath? Or do you boil them first and then sear on the grill?
I boil first, I sear on the grill. Yeah, that's a much better way, in my opinion. But imagine, I know what our listener is asking that question, because what about if you have a lot of people coming over and you need to keep it moist? Then I would do the other way around. But still, I would use that same bath that I'm creating to warm them up, grill them, and put them back in that same bath. And make sure that bath is seasoned. It has salt and it has some spices, a bay leaf, maybe a beer in there. So again, you don't take the flavor away from your brats.
This one's from me.
You got it.
Best sides when you're cooking sausages. Best sides. Like something that's easy to make for people. And then potato salad, a macaroni. What's the best side?
Okay. Remember, sausages are well seasoned and have to have a lot of seasoning in them already and some fat content. So you need something to wash them off. I love a coleslaw without mayonnaise, but with vinegar, so that the acidity from the tartaric acid cleanses your palate and gets you ready for the next one. Add a little bit of arugula, something with a little bit of natural spice in your coleslaw. Remember, a coleslaw is just a vehicle. You use cabbage all the time, but nobody says you can add anything else to it. That usually we see for color, they add a little bit of carrot here and there, you know, but add whatever you like.
as somebody who grows cabbage in my big garden, fresh cabbage.
Oh.
Absolutely amazing.
It's ridiculous. And it's so good for you, Steve.
Yes.
It is so good. It's one of the anti-inflammatories that the world really knows about, but we don't use it as much. Do you know that in the, there's a story that in the Roman times, the gladiators used to wrap their knees and their joints with mushed up cabbage to reduce inflammation. I'm serious. I mean, it's amazing for you. So use it, everybody. Please do.
All right. So if I'm walking around with cabbage kneecaps, then I'm trying to make myself
feel. Oh, boy. You gladiated you, Steve.
My guest, Chef Michael Fecker. Connie, we'll go to break with this one. Connie from Manitowoc. This chef is great. Will this be on your podcast? The answer is yes. Not only in the entire program podcast, we'll separate it out so people can find us. After the break, how people can get a hold of you, and we're entertaining your questions on the Old National Bank Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Grilling, marinating. The magic of summer in Wisconsin.
And loving life through the magic of food. That's what we're here for.
You heard it. He said, I can't say any better than that. WTMJ is what you're listening to. Always a popular guest, Chef Michael Fecker, joining us in studio with his great suggestions and wisdom on the art of cooking, and from a very qualified chef.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Who runs a
Thanks
lot
for
of...
having me.
Let's run through the restaurants real quick.
Zesty in Heartland, Il Mito Della Field in Della Field, Il Mito Wauwatosa in Tosa, and Dovey's Steakhouse and the Supper Club in St. Francis.
Yeah, and I just had Dovey's great experience if you want to check that out. Good morning, chef. This is from Andy in Burlington. Does the quality of the wine or beer affect the flavor of the food when marinating?
What a great question. Remember, marinades are used to enhance flavors. So if you do not use the right liquid with the quality of liquid, they're not going to enhance flavors. They can. My answer is absolutely it does. You do not need to spend tons of money on a $30 bottle of wine.
There's great $10 bottle of wine.
Steve, they're great $6 bottles of wine. As long as it's sippable, my friends. That means once you take a sip, you're not going to go, oh my God, what is this? That flavor penetrates into your food. So make sure it is enjoyable or at least is sippable.
This one is another common question. The magic of a moist and medium cooked hamburger on a gas grill. My husband always dries them out.
Yes. Three-zone cooking. Three-zone cooking means you have one side of your grill very hot. You have the center medium, and then you have the other side completely off. So you start on the hot side, 1 minute per side. You go to the medium, 1 minute per side. You set it aside in the cold, and you let it sit while you're doing everything else. Then your steak, your burger, or your steak is going to be cooked to perfection. That is why, because your oven, remember, my friends, your oven is a broiler that is upside down, and with the lid is an oven. So once you put that lid down, the heat starts rotating, but it's not direct heat.
I got a couple of these. What is your favorite corn on the cob process?
Then I'm going to ask you this question, and you answer it for me. I'm going to give you both suggestions. If you're going to do it on the grill, then leave the skin on.
Yes.
Do not take it off.
Don't shuck it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't shuck it. So that way the moisture has nowhere to escape, and it stays inside, and it doesn't char your grill, your corn. Otherwise, I personally always cook it in a water bath of various seasoning and flavors so that corn has absorbed those flavors. Then I go on the grill for about a minute per rotation. So move your corn in circles and rotation, and I just grill it 1 minute per side, and that's it.
And grilled corn on the cob is amazing.
Oh, my God. The layers and the sugar content.
Yeah.
The fructose content of corn just creates this Maillard reaction, which is that browning of the natural sugars and protein.
Chef Michael Fecker joining us in studio. How about this? Jeff from Florida has a grilling question for Chef Fecker. Hi, Jeff.
Yes.
Hi, Jeff. What's your question?
Hi there. Chef, actually, I listened to you last time you were on. I think it was right before the last holiday. And used your suggestion. I was grilling some, I think it was Polish sausage, and the night before I sauteed them in a stock, a chicken stock. And, you know, I kind of par cooked them, you know, where you boil them in the chicken stock and then, you know, slowly simmered them. And this, I let them soak. I don't know if I was supposed to, but I let them soak in that. Of course, you know, with off the flame, put it in the refrigerator, let them soak in that overnight. Now, I don't know if I'll let you speak in a second. I don't know if I did the technique wrong, but that's what I did. I know you said season the stock. I was afraid to put salt into the stock because I thought the stock was already salted. You know, I didn't want to end up with, you know, overly salty sausage. So problem was, I loved the way it grilled. It was beautiful. I only had to have the sausage on the grill for like maybe, as you said, as you promised, 3 or 4 minutes. It was wonderful. It was the best grilling experience I've had in decades. I've always ended up hating to grill because it was always such a chore.
There must be a butt in here, I'm guessing. Spend,
but yeah.
The butt is the sausage itself was rather bland. Yeah. I think the sauté, you know, the marinade took the flavor of the sausage. Somehow pulled the flavor of the sausage out, which you kind of warned about. You touched on that. What should I have added to the marinade in, you know, which, or, you know, the stock yes. that I, you yep. know, parboiled?
We got you, Jeff. Let's listen to what the chef
Good
has
morning,
to say.
Jeff. First of all, thank you for listening, and I'm going to walk you quickly through. Did you take the skin off?
I already hung up on him, but answer the question.
Yeah, Jeff. Did you take the skin off? And if you did, then all of those flavors leached out into the stock. But no matter what you do, you have to season your stock with salt, because it doesn't matter if the stock has a little bit of sodium or salt in it. It's not going to be sufficient. And whatever flavor that you love and you know is in Polish sausage, add it to that liquid so that flavor can never leach out. So as long as you got the technique down, my friend, I am not only proud of you, I'm proud of being a friend and you listening to me. So you got it. You just got it. Now, make sure you repeat that process again, because if you don't, that means you just went to school, spent all this money, and you didn't learn anything.
And, you know, part of it is it's trial and error. You figure out what works best for you, what tastes best for you.
One of the questions that was asked to me when I was on a Food Network show was, Chef, what is the biggest mistake that people make at home? I said they do not repeat their mistakes. They do something. They make a risotto, for example, and it's mushy. I'm not going to touch risotto anymore. No. This is the learning process.
Right.
Take that mushy risotto, turn it into cakes, and make risotto cake, and make another risotto the next time you want to do it. You know, that kind of things. Anyway, I'm here. I'm your personal chef. Any questions, I would love to answer.
All right. Here's one on the best way. This is tricky. The best way to smoke meats without a smoker.
Absolutely. Remember, smoking, we do not want to go over 212 degrees, which is the boiling point of liquid. So if you're going to smoke and you have a grill, all you need to do is, I'm going to tell you a quick trick here. Liquid smoke, natural liquid smoke. Rub it on your ingredients, put them on the grill, and that would be a natural, basically a smoking process.
So an easier way to do it.
Easier way to do it without a smoker. Or you just add a little bit of charcoal or wood chips on your grill in a small little stainless tin can and burn it, start the smoking process and close the lid, and the smoking is going to happen.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Before you get out of here, and this half hour went too quickly, but you'll be back. Best way for people to get a hold of you, because I spent a lot of time answering questions
yes.
or forwarding questions. The best way to get a hold of you is?
Yes, absolutely. First of all, I'm going to post the Bloody Mary marinated flank steak for grilling on my website. So it's going to be chefvicker.com, and post any questions you have on chefvicker.com, or find me. Just follow your nose, for God's sakes. Follow your nose and you will find me all over the place.
And Fekker is F-E-K-E-R.
F-E-K-E-R, yes.
No, don't put an extra C in there.
No, please don't.
No. Then it's too close to another word. We don't want that.
That's right. I was just going to say, don't use the U either, for God's sakes.
Always amazing to talk to you. I'm actually going to your El Mito restaurant in Tulsa on Friday because I love your food so much.
Wonderful. Looking forward to having you, and love you, everybody. Thank you for listening.
All right. What was it one more time, the website?
Chef, www.chefbecker.com.
Easy.
Peace. The one, the only, the myth, the legend, right here.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
Love you guys. Thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll get to the news in a bit.